Drupal Voices is a series of interviews with people contributing to the Drupal community. Brought to you by the 2011 Do It With Drupal Conference. This year's event takes place October 12th, 13th, and 14th in Brooklyn, New York. Come get practical advice and learn the site-building strategies of Drupal's top developers and hear from experts in emerging technologies such as IPTV and mobile app development. For more information and registration rates, visit doitwithdrupal.com.
I'm Nathan Smith. I'm going to be talking a little bit about building application front ends in jQuery. I think a lot of times we treat jQuery and really any libraries as a black box, and so I'm going to be trying to encourage people to use jQuery maybe to get a leg up, maybe to get a quick start, but not leave it at that and try to really understand what JavaScript is doing under the hood.
And so what's that mean for jQuery and app development? What type of workflow are you talking about here in terms of making, like, what kind of apps are you making with mobile apps, I'm presuming?
Actually, I'm going to be covering Formalize, which is a micro framework that I developed to try to gain a little more control over form elements. I'll touch a little bit on mobile app development too. And then also I'm going to be talking just in terms of code organization, how can you make your app kind of clean and not step on the global namespace, keep things organized and so forth.
And so just talk about your workflow in terms of like what is your input and what is your output and what are you getting in and what are you putting out?
Yeah, so to a lot of people, I'm the guy that made 960, that CSS framework. And as screen sizes are, you know, increasing, as monitors are getting bigger, laptops are supporting greater resolution, so too are our phones kind of getting smaller and smaller. So it's not a one-size-fits-all framework anymore. So I'll be talking a little bit about how people have taken and run with that. It's called 960 on jQuery Mobile, which I did not make. I didn't make jQuery Mobile, but another individual has taken this and kind of run with it, taking the original principles of gridding out a layout and applied that towards the mobile space.
I see. And so what are the type of things that you're going to be talking about in your presentation then and sort of spreading the word about this? And is it a framework or what is it that you're even sort of talking about?
Okay, so the form framework I was talking about is called Formalize. I named it Formalize and put it out at formalize.me. Basically, I would collect little code snippets here and there throughout my front-end work over the years, trying to make form elements behave, for lack of a better word. And I felt like I was almost there when I released 960, and so there was a little blurb at the end of that blog post saying, pretty soon I'll have something about forms, and then HTML5 hit and brought us a slew of new form elements that were, you know, equally, if not more, resistant to styling in different browsers. So tomorrow I'll be talking a little bit about the JavaScript portion of what makes that possible. A lot of the styling is pure CSS, but to bridge the gap in older browsers for HTML5 support, there's some JavaScript there to help out.
I see. So with the new HTML5 elements, the formalize.me is a framework that can actually make them look pretty or customize them in a sense.
Yeah, it's trying to give back as much control to you as a designer / developer without going overboard and like replacing elements on the fly with JavaScript where that can negatively impact accessibility. So it stops short of, for instance, replacing like file type or input type file. But it will give you control back of like the select dropdown in WebKit.
And so where does like either iPhone, iPad, or Android apps sort of fit into this stuff that you're talking about?
Well, the nice thing is that this particular approach makes them behave and look like what you would have in the desktop. But when you go to select like a select dropdown, you don't see a physical dropdown on a touch device. Usually you see a modal overlay. So it still allows that to happen because we're not trying to change any behaviors or just changing the look and feel.
And what got you into doing this? What was the itch that you needed to scratch?
Just being frustrated by doing mock-ups and then showing it and getting sign-off and then invariably something looking way messed up in a particular browser. So I think, you know, there's a lot of leeway you have with clients, and they're pretty understanding that things aren't going to look exact on the web, but they better be pretty darn close. And so it was just that desire for greater control as a designer. The designer, you know, itch in me wanted to kind of wrangle form elements under control.
So it sounds like this is for websites to be able to customize the form elements, whether you're on a desktop or a mobile device, but it's not necessarily for native apps like iPad, iPhone, and Android, or is it?
Well, you can think of it kind of like a form reset, and so by default, it resets to look like the best of what the desktop has to offer, right? But this same approach also brings you down to a resetted standpoint to where you could build it back up to look more like a native iPhone or native whatever mobile, Android, or so forth.
I see. And maybe talk a bit about your 960 grid system is what you created, and like how did that come about?
That came about because for me, the hardest part of setting up any front-end project wasn't so much the floats and the actual layout, because after a while you kind of get used to that, but it's like, what do I name this thing? So I'd have like sidebar one, sidebar two, sidebar three, sidebar, I swear this is the last sidebar, you know? And so I think, you know, seeing some of that in the Drupal community, depending on different themes you use, the assumption that there's going to be certain sidebars, you know, we all are laying out web pages with the basic same approaches. You know, there's only so much you can do to get a column to align next to another column. So I just hated doing that so much. I was like, I gotta put this in some kind of framework. I'm gonna go crazy having to do this for every project.
And how did you first come across Drupal then?
Actually, Matt Farina told me that I should come out to go to the Design for Drupal camp a couple years back in Boston. And I told him, I don't know anything about Drupal. I co-wrote a book on this other thing called Text Pattern. It's a different CMS. I don't know if I'll be really welcome there. And he said, no, you should come. Just talk about what you know. Talk about front-end stuff. So I submitted to talk about 960, and I got an email from Todd Nienkirk at Four Kitchens, and he said, hey, I've already been talking about 960. Do you want to just team up? And I was like, yeah, that'd be great. I don't have to do any work, and I'll just read off your slides. So I kept, you know, hearing more and more about Drupal, of course, being at the camp. When I got back home after attending, I thought, well, I better give this a try, and have since converted my site over from Text Pattern to Drupal. So I wouldn't say it was easy, but I would say it was worth it.
Cool, yeah, I know that Lullabot's theming video we used, the 960 robots is what we called the theme, because it's using the 960 grid system. So, yeah, definitely sort of spread throughout the Drupal community in different ways. So,
yeah, I actually, having already known 960, obviously, but not knowing anything about Drupal, purchased and watched the Lullabot theming videos. So that actually made it really easy for me to learn Drupal, because I already knew what was happening on the front end, so I was able to approach it from the opposite standpoint of where people were probably learning it from, learning the just purely the Drupal side. So that was really cool.
So what are you looking forward to here at DrupalCon?
This is my first DrupalCon, so I'm really looking forward to just seeing, especially the keynote tomorrow, and just seeing, just being more immersed in, I guess, the Drupal culture. I've kind of heard about it tangentially and seen it, glimpses of it at, you know, different Drupal camps. So it's just cool to be here at the, I guess, the epicenter of all things Drupal.
And are you doing a lot of Drupal for work or for play or for both?
We actually, at HP where I work, have several internal installs of Drupal. I haven't actually had to do anything in that space yet, but definitely Drupal is my go-to CMS of choice. And my wife told me about it years ago. She said, hey, there's a site I read called deuce.com. Maybe you could do my site in Drupal. And I was like, what? Okay, well, I'll look into it. And now, proud to say OlgaSmith.com runs on Drupal and she loves it, so plus one.
Okay, great, thanks.
Thank you.